This is David Marlette, and we are talking today with Craig Anderson here on the Creative Disturbance channel, Adventures in Crowdfunding. Craig, welcome.
Hey, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, as you and I have talked a little bit, you have a crowdfunding project going right now, and I know a little bit about it, but let's just start from scratch. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Okay, well, I was a public affairs officer, a specialist in the United States Army, and that's pretty much public affairs and a photojournalist combined. And I would embed myself into different units in different countries and different situations and either report on it, you know, orally to a commander or through photographs or written, and work on public affairs as well, which is a direct relationship with the communities. And that's pretty much where this idea came, is when you're out in the field and you're seeing all these things and you question yourself and you meet other young men and women who are out there, they begin to question themselves. Is this really the right decision for me to be in the middle of a war? Now,
let me pause you for 2 seconds, because sure. I don't know that I made it clear to people who are listening. You have an active crowdfunding campaign going right now on Kickstarter that we're gonna talk about here in a minute. I wanted to make sure I put that in context real quick for those.
Oh, sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, and pretty much at that point, you're questioning in general, you know, a lot of things because your life is on the line. You hear the bullets coming, and you really have to second guess a lot of things, especially when they send you out there. First thing you do is you fill out a will. So, you know, red flags go up. But, you know, this is what every generation has had to deal with. Right. The thing is, though, it begins a thought process. And you think about home and you think about the great things about it. And then you know for a fact that you're doing something right. And when I came back, and for every time I came back, that's what I would be thinking about is what the other soldiers have told me, what they love about home. And what I wanted to do was express that to people, and I didn't know how.
And so that got you to this project that you're looking to do. Well, first off, thank you for your service. You're now out of the military, or you're still?
Oh, I'm out of the military. Been out for at this time for 27 months now. Always tempted to go back in sometime.
I'm glad to be talking with you, especially you know, just because of your service, and I'm real interested in what you're doing. So, you decided to get to undertake a mission, for lack of a better word, across the United States. Tell us a little bit about what you're wanting to do and how that led, and then I'll lead us into talking about your campaign.
Okay, well, that's exactly the way I think about it. I think of it as a mission because I did want to express to people how a soldier, not just me, but the soldiers that I've interviewed and talked to, how they viewed America, because it's a little bit sweeter whenever you're thousands of miles away. And that's what led me to this. And I think what leads anyone to a crowdfunding project is a certain level of passion for a subject. And that's what this was. It was a passion to express what I felt about America and how I view it differently than people who haven't had the chance to pull themselves out of the situation and remind themselves of how this country is formed and the liberties.
It's a unique perspective. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I was hoping that's what would draw people to the project as well, because it drew me. And it's hard for me to do that because I don't want to have blinders on. I want to make sure it's something that other people would be interested in as well.
So your project is called, what is it? What's it called?
My project is called Finding America, and that's pretty much summing up what it is. We wanted to go travel the country and find out what it is about America that makes it a great place to live. And that's really my mission. What I'm going to do is go through America and take some high-definition photographs of people and places and really translate that into who we are as a nation. And what I often say to people is if I'm going to put this in a book form, and I'm going to hand it to somebody who has never been to America and doesn't speak our language. When they flip through the pages, I want them to be able to understand who we are as a people, to transcend the language and cultural barrier. And that's really my goal.
Predominantly focused on the positive things about who we are.
Exactly. We hear too many negative things in the media right now, and rightfully so. There's a lot of bad things going on, but let's remember what we're fighting for. There's a lot of great things still going on here. Beautiful sceneries, great pride in our country, wonderful people who are working through some tough situations because of the economy. And they're the epitome of what America is, the spirit of what our country is. And that's what I want to capture, both in my photographs and feature stories that I'll be putting in the book as well.
So what's your crowdfunding? Now, how long ago did you decide this is what I want to do and start putting together a budget and that sort of thing?
Well, that's the thing, because I've been tossing it in my head for about 4 years. And crowdfunding was something I wasn't familiar with. And the more I learned about it, the more my mind went toward crowdfunding. And it wasn't until maybe about 6 months ago where I really committed, saying, you know what, we've got to get this done. There's really no other way to fund this project, because it's hard to put this into checks and balances for banks to understand, and it's not a big profit-making scheme for them, so they can't invest. And I understand their perspective, but crowdfunding seemed to be the way to go because it was reaching out to the people.
Right, and you're going across the United States, and you might quite conceivably meet some of these people who would be backing your project.
Exactly, and that's what we invite them to do, is to also, when they're backing us, we do want them to send in stories, and let us know that of different places that we can go and talk to them or talk to people they know. So I want them to be a part of this story beyond just the crowdfunding.
Well, let me ask you, so you're on Kickstarter currently. It's called Finding America. You're looking for, what's your target goal?
Our target goal right now is 72,000.
72,000, that's pretty up there.
Yeah, it is pretty up there. It's not as up there as a lot, but I just had to be honest with what it would take to spend 6 to 8 months out on the road,
right,
and to get this done and get it done right.
And if I remember right, you just started fairly recently. You have a lot of days left to go at this point. At the date of this, we're talking here on August 28th, 2014. So
We've only been going for 3 days.
3 days, okay.
Yeah, and we're getting a lot of positive response. So we're really motivated and look toward the future here with a very big smile.
So a large part of crowdfunding is social media, reaching out to people. Any tips or clues or let's start with that. Then I got a follow up question. What are you doing to reach out to your social media circles?
Well, see, that's the thing, is I'm not a young man. You know, I'm in my 40s, so social media isn't something that I was really a part of so much. I did it. I kept in touch with people that I knew through Facebook. I don't really have a lot. Kids nowadays, they have hundreds and hundreds of people on Facebook and thousands on Twitter. That's not what I had.
Okay.
But what I did, as soon as I decided to sit down and promote the project, I learned a little bit more about Twitter, and I've been on there for a couple of weeks, and we're really boosting a lot. And Twitter and Facebook right now are what everybody recognizes as social media.
Right.
But it's not; they're not the only ones. There's Pinterest and a few others, and I'm learning about it. And that's the fun part, is I'm actually learning how this can benefit not only my project, but just to reach out and get a little closer to other people. So I've been taking that avenue, is researching that and just going out there and meeting people online, throwing information out there and connecting with people.
Now, it's a common thing people say. I've run several crowdfunding campaigns, and I'm sure you're experiencing it right now. But I assume you would agree with the statement that actually you might, I don't know if you would agree with it or not, but I often say, you know, crowdfunding is hand to hand combat. It's maybe that's for you. It may be not quite right. The right analogy. But my point, of course, being is that it's not something you can sit back and do from afar. You've got to get in there and work it and work every single day.
You got to roll up your sleeves and get in there and work. And what makes it a little bit more personal and very much like, I think the analogy is correct, it is hand to hand combat. Because there's nothing more personal than meeting your enemy face-to-face and doing hand-to-hand combat. And there's nothing more personal than a crowdfunding project.
Well, and you're asking for money from people. And it's an intimate transaction, ultimately.
It is.
And I think when people don't treat it that way is when they, you know, they kind of lose sight. Now, and that's not always to say, I mean, there's some projects that have raised millions and, you know, and you're not talking to most of the people. But
right.
In a project like this, I can see that at least for your core group, your first third or so of your money, mm-hmm. that there's an intimacy to it. There's a matter of getting in and talking to people, and it takes a lot of work. I assume it does.
Oh, yeah, it takes a lot of work. The first thing you have to do is you have to convey how you feel, and you're opening yourself up. It's like being on stage. I mean, you're really putting yourself out there, and you're really hoping that you can talk to people about something very intimate that you've been only thinking about it, mm-hmm. for a while. And what you're now doing is you're turning to people and saying, okay, here's my innermost thoughts. This is what I truly want, my desire. And when they boo you, you can take it very personally. You know, when they right. say no or they don't respond, you begin to second guess yourself.
Well, but the internet's full of north ends of southbound horses.
Exactly. And, you're going to have that anyway, no matter what.
Right.
But sticking to your guns and doing that. But the biggest fear is putting yourself out there.
Right.
And that's where the analogy hand-to-hand combat comes in, because right. you have to fight for what you believe in. If you truly like this, and this is the direction you want to go with the project, then, yeah, you're going to have to just work every day and every night, and it's like starting a regular business.
Well, that's what I tell people often, and maybe you'd agree. And if you don't, well, then you're just wrong. no, is that, you know, the key ingredient for successful crowdfunding is passion.
Exactly.
It's passion for your project. It's passion to getting the crowdfunding successful. It doesn't mean you're going to be successful. The odds are, quite frankly, against you. But that's just the statistics. That doesn't mean, you know, that's picking up a lot of people without passion that helps pull that statistic into a, you know, nearly a little bit below 50-50.
Right, right.
So you've got a few days to go. I mean, in other words, about 30 some odd days. You're doing 30. How long of a time period did you pick?
Well, I wanted to do 30 because statistics show that if you do 30 days, you can really generate a sense of urgency.
Right.
But me, I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm so new to some of the social networking that I chose to do 40 days.
Okay.
Maybe my 40 days, 40 nights.
So in the time we have left here, mm-hmm. I just want to make sure our listeners are, I mean, if there was a walkaway message, I know you're 3 days in, but that's, mm-hmm. but you're in. I mean, it's not like you've already experienced a lot.
Oh, yeah.
What, is there anything, any overall tips or words of advice you give somebody else doing something similar, you know, the lead up to your launch, or anything you'd give us for what you've learned so far?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe things that you didn't expect?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things I didn't expect, unfortunately, but there's so much more I did simply because I researched before I went on. I researched what everyone else did, what their failures were, what their successes
Good.
Were. And that's what really the key is, because that helps you guide. That's your compass.
Well, that's what I tell people a lot, is that there's no real excuse when you get into crowdfunding for saying, well, I'm not real sure. I mean, it's not like you're going after some, you know, mezzanine financing from some investment banker. Then you're like, how does this work? Because crowdfunding it's right out there. I mean,
right,
you can
exactly.
go and see everybody else's campaigns and get a feel for what you like and don't like.
Yeah, it's a beautiful form of our free market. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you've got some, you know, I watched your video,
mm-hmm.
and you basically chose to do a, pretty much a, I think it's just you're sitting and talking for most of it, I think.
I know, I hate it.
Oh, well, no, this isn't a judgment on it.
No, I know.
But that was something that you were able to produce yourself.
Yeah.
And, Are you thinking to do other videos, or what are you thinking to do?
Yeah, I've got a lot of advice on things like that. I want to do updated videos, you know, telling people where we're at now, what we've learned, and where we are in the planning process. I chose to do it all in front like that simply because I didn't have the editing software to voice over, because I definitely did not want to be in front of the camera so much. But there again, they're investing in me and my passion,
yep,
so I might as well.
They want to connect with you.
Yeah, and I need them to see that in my eyes, and that's pretty much it. I'm going to have to do other videos. Some of the successful ones show updated videos.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Well, I am fascinated by this. So let me make sure our, you know, the listeners that, you know, they may be listening at different times.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely they're listening long after your campaign is completed, but they may also be listening during it. So It is Discovering America. What was it?
Finding America.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Oh, that's
sorry.
Okay.
Finding America, and you're on Kickstarter currently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Craig, I really appreciate your time, and I appreciate you letting us just chat a little bit about this. And wish you the first off, thank you so much for your service, and wish you the best of luck on this.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate talking with me about this and giving my opinions, at least, and what I've failed on and what I've learned.
Well, it sounds like you're on a good track, and like I say, best of luck to you.
Thank you.